We're learning now Perek Masech Taros Perek Yud Mishnah Beis Ha Badadin Shahayu Nichnasim Yetzim Badadin She Nichnasim Yetzim Mashke Mashke Tzvim Masech Beis Abad The Badadin that were coming and going Mashke Tzvim Masech Abad Masech Beis Abad and there is liquid that is coming in the Beis Abad Im Yesh Bein Mashkem Lezeisim If there is enough liquid between the mashkin and the zaysim, you can wipe sheyinagvu es raglehim ba'aretz harei elu tohirin. So the problem here is that you're going to step in liquid, you're walking. We had this with the dog in the previous Mishnah. When you're walking between two distances, does the liquid on your feet, does it dry off? Let's see the Rav. Mashkim tmein b'secha b'esabat. Dehein nishpachim al gabi karka. You're in the olive press. In the olive press, there is liquid that's tame, and it's pouring on the earth. V'dorchim habadadim aleihem v'nidbakim b'raglihem. So let's say here's the b'esabat. Okay, here it is. The siddur is the b'esabat. Here, where it says in the silver letter, siddur, simcha shalom is where they actually press the olives. Here where it says Mesor is where there's liquid, there's sweat. So when they walk into the Beis Abad, they're stepping on liquid that's tame. But by the time they get to the area where the olives are, their feet already have dried off. So there's no concern. Because the liquid that they're touching is not going to be dragged all the way to over here. But if there's not enough distance between here and here to the olives are, then we have to be concerned that the liquid that's tame has made contact with the olives. They walk upon it. The mashkim goes umetamim es hazeisim and contaminates the olives. Kishe habadodim olim b'dorchem al gavi hazeisim. When the badodim they step and they tremble upon the hazeisim. Ela imkein yesh bein hamashkim lezeisim eretz. There's enough earth kidei sheyinogvu ragleim and hamashkim hatmeim al gavi drisas baretz. Unless there's enough distance between the zaysim, the liquid, and the zaysim, in order that their feet can dry off. We're dealing here, you're not wearing shoes. The whole mashke metame kli. The shoe is a utensil.
He says he's not wearing a shoe.
Right, because if he was wearing a shoe, it wouldn't make a difference. If you're wearing shoes, what he's saying over here is that as soon as your shoes touch the liquid over here, your shoes become tame. So even if the shoe dries off by the time you reach the olives, it's too little, too late, because the shoe is dry. If the shoe became tame, when you make contact with the olives, the shoe touched the olives, it becomes tame. But if we're not wearing shoes, we're saying a chiddush. She'ein minol b'raglim ari the whole mashkim ma'atam kli v'chayz mitam mashkim shal azesim. Aval k'she'ein minolim b'raglehen. But when you're not wearing shoes. And the snagvu hamashkim hatmeim b'raglim al yidei tisvaretz. And the mashkin become dry when this nagvu hamashkin hametamin shabagleim al yidei drisas baretz shuv ein mitamim hazeisim kishdech masam the mashkin tmei mitam kelim the ein mitamin adam isn't that really a chiddush that liquids that are tamei do not have the ability to contaminate people. Do you know that halacha? I didn't know that halacha. I didn't know that was true. This is a very big chiddush. The tumas mash is only the drabanan. And Chazal only gave mashkin and in tumah, a tumah to mitame kelim did not give the koyach to mitame adam. Okay.
So what does this all mean?
So this means as follows. Here in our example, okay, this area is where there are olives.
Good.
In this area, there's wet.
Good.
You cannot enter into the facility without getting your feet wet.
Good.
If you are wearing shoes.
Good.
The moment you step on that water, right, the water is tummy, your shoes become tummy. Right. When the shoe becomes tummy, automatically, when the time you walk,
off,
it doesn't matter, it's too late, because right, the shoe became tummy. Now when your shoe touches the olives, it becomes tummy. But if you're not wearing shoes,
then it depends.
If you have enough space, it's going to dry you off, so then you're tar.
Right.
Because the liquid that's tummy, that cannot be metame a person. That's the halacha.
Right.
Mashka that's tummy cannot only oichel and only kalim. So therefore, the only way we can contaminate these olives, the only way these olives can become tummy, if the liquid is still wet, it's still liquid. So then you can transfer the liquid over here. You can transfer the liquid over here. But if it dries off, there's nothing to be worried about.
Good.
Okay? Habadadim, the olive pressers, Shahayu Nichnasim Yotzim, they were coming and going. Umashkin Tameim Besech Beis Habad, and in the base of the olive press, there is liquid that is Tameh along the entrance. Im Yesh Bein Mashkin Lazesim, if between the Mashkin, the liquid over here, and Lazesim, and the olives over here, Kidei, there's enough distance. Kidei She Yinagvu Es Ragleim Ba'aretz. There is enough distance that when the time you go from here to over here, your feet will dry off as you look, you tread upon the earth. Hare elu tahirin. Then the halacha is hare elu tahirin, because it dried off. Since from the time you step from over here until you got over here, the distance is not long enough that your feet will dry off. Hare elu tahirin. Good?
Yeah.
Okay, next. Habadadin, the habaitzrin shenimtseis tuma lifnehem. Okay, the badadin, the habaitzrin, chodloi nakat hamaiskim habaitzrim. So now, okay, is that everything going good so far?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Habadadin, the habaitzrim, chodloi nakat hamaiskim. So he's asking, why are we calling it the maiskim habaitzrim? The badadin, the people that are maisik, and habaitzrim are people that do wait. Badadin is olives. And the Beitzrin is wine.
So I thought we said Babadim was the guys walking around.
Right. So this is a general question. Why are we calling them the Babadim? We should call them the Meiskin. The Babadim means the person who. You're just asking a general question.
The pressers. Babadim were the pressers.
The people who press the olives.
Yeah.
And the Beitzrin was morning. And the Beitzrin, the people who press.
In a week, he's going to need the tablecloth.
No problem.
Okay? We're reserving. I'm just why we were reserving.
It's almost... I won't let him stay in yet.
Okay, good. See that? He likes you here. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, reserve
the table. He's the wrong guy. It's not the one.
Is it the wrong guy?
The wrong guy.
He said he got him for you. He's got him already for you.
No. He's the wrong guy. It's the other guy. It's the other guy. No.
You're
mixing them up. All right.
How many years? Like 20 years.
Habadadim vehabaitzrim chodloik nokar hamoiskin habaitzrim.
Yeah, so what's the baitzrim? We know what the badadim. Badadim are the guys walking around without the shoes.
And they're crushing olives. The moiskin do the same thing to grapes.
Ah, okay.
Okay, moiskin is grapes.
Good, that is.
So hidli nokar hamoiskin. If we have habadadim. Habadadim vehabaitzrim. The Badan people, the people are doing the olives. The Habaitzrim, people are doing the grapes. So it's just a general question, why are we referring to them with these two different funny terms? Habaitzrim, 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 Lefisha, Gozru al Habitzira, Shete Ose Betahara, Vole Gozru al Hamasiga. The guys on the Bitsira, it wasn't the Bitsira, Shete Ose Betahara, Vole Gozru al Hamasiga, the time of first prayer came with the Shabbos, Shepa Amim, Adam Hulach, Lakarma, Leda, Imhigia, Anav of Livsarm Loi, the Noitel Eshkali takes a cluster, Shelanovim, Besechatoy, and he squeezes it, Umazalef Algabi Anavim, and he sprinkles it on the grapes. So the question over here is, the Beitzer is the one who collects the grapes. So we're saying it's not consistent. What? Habadadim v'habaitzrim. Holenokar hamoiskim v'habaitzrim. Ah, so there, the Beitzer is the same. I don't know what's going on here. don't know what's going on here. Winding down. Winding down. Very difficult. Didn't realize how difficult,
down.
How difficult
done.
It can be.
Almost done.
Okay, Mishnah Beis. So it says over here, Mishnah Beis. Oh, so many long...
It's a joke, the whole thing.
What?
This stuff is a joke.
What's a
it
joke?
It doesn't even taste like a...
A coffee?
Yeah, it tastes like vanilla. Smell it?
Ah, it smells good.
It doesn't wake me up.
Here, here's where we discuss this. The psika. What's the psika? The expression. Habaydim habaydim midayakim hamefarshim shleim nokta hamishna hamoyskim vehabaydim. Why do we not choose a better term? What's the better term? Moysek means I made a mistake. Moysek means must mean aleph. There's an inconsistency here. The badada means when you're crushing olives. Baidshim is when you're collecting. When you're collecting grapes, two different stages in the harvest. Okay?
Oh, so it has nothing to do with the guys walking around. The guys who are pressing the olives and pressing the.
No, so the one that's being baidshim.
That's what we're learning.
The baidshim is the one that collects. Is the one that collects. Is the collector. And the badadin is the one that presses.
Ah, it's all one person.
No. It's two different people, but two different stages.
So you would
expect there to be a degree of consistency. If we're going to discuss the one who collects grapes, we should discuss the one who collects the olives. So there's a question. We should say, I think Hamayiskim, if I'm not mistaken, means the one that collects, to go out into the field, and you collect olives. Hamayisik is the equivalent of the Baitzrin, when it comes to grapes. Baitzer means the person who goes out into the vineyard, and you collect the grapes.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Baitzer is a collector. A badodin is the one who presses. You take your feet and you press. So we skip the stage. Before you do the crushing of the olives, you first have to go out into the field and collect the olives. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't understand?
No.
The badodin is the person that works with olives. The baitzer is the one that works with grapes.
Okay.
But the problem is they're not the same stage. The Baitzer is the one that collects the grapes. The Badadin is the one that crushes the olives.
Okay.
You would expect that when we're talking about olives, we should be consistent. So we should discuss either the crusher or the collector.
Right.
So that's what he explains. Therefore, it's over here. Medayakim Amifashim, Shleinokta Mishnah Mason, the collector of olives.
Yeah.
The Habaitzim, the collector of grapes.
Yeah.
While the future Gazri Chacham Alabitsir, Shati Osabitahara. Chazal made a gezeira on Bitsira, on the collecting of grapes. They said that when you go out into the field and you want to collect grapes, make sure that you are in a state of tahara. When you collect the grapes, why? Because there's a danger. There's a danger that is involved in the collection of grapes. What is the danger? Are you with me?
I'm listening.
You go into the vineyard, you want to know if it's time to do the harvest. When you want to test the grapes in the vineyard, if you want to test the grapes in the vineyard to determine if they're eligible for betzira, so what do you do in the night? You actually take a cluster of grapes, to squeeze it. And you squeeze the grapes, you take grapes, and you take a cluster of grapes from the field, and you squeeze them on another him. And the time of Betzira, when you're collecting the grapes already, there is moisture upon the grapes. And that moisture will cause the other grapes from the vineyard to be hukshul kabel tumah. When it comes to olives, it's not Ami Aretz, how is a man matulas, a person you have to put him in the mikvah. Okay, so he explains that when it comes to grapes, there is potential for the grapes to become tummy even in the vineyard.
Great.
But there is no potential for the olives to become tummy
in the
it's not called the vineyard, it's called in the orchard. In the orchard, it's not shaykh. So therefore, the first time a shaykh for the olives to become tummy is in the olive press. And the first time it's shach for the grapes to become tummy is in the vineyard. So for the grapes we use the term boitzrim, and for the olives we use the term badodim. Okay, the first time an olive can become tummy is in the olive press. That's why we use the term badodim. Badodim means the olive press.
Good.
The first time the grapes can become tame is in the
Excellent.
Vineyard. So therefore we use the term boitzrin. Okay, so that's exactly what the rabbi said over here.
Excellent.
So he points to the we didn't say the one that collects
Beautiful.
The olives. Beautiful. They lose a gezerah when it comes even to the collection of grapes. Shete asa b'tahara. For the gozru al ha-mesikim, the time of the first remember the Shabbos, Shepam, Ahadam al-Khul al-Karbat, who to his vineyard, lay that in the end of the Israelite. A person goes into the vineyard to know if his grapes have become eligible for harvest. Vindaitel eshkol shlonam, you take a cluster of grapes with seichatoi, and you squeeze it. Umizalef, and you sprinkle al gabi anovim, and when that happens, the v'shas b'tzira adayim ashket efechalim. The time of b'tzira, the time of harvest, the liquid is moist. V'huchshul kabel tuma v'tam zele shach. It's not shach when it comes to the olives. Okay, so here we have a maisa. We have habadodin, the people that are pressing the olives. The haboitzrim, the people that go out into the vineyard to collect the grapes, shenim says tuma lifnehem, and we discover that in the vicinity there is tuma, there's a dead sheretz.
Which vicinity?
In the vicinity of the grapes and in the vicinity of the olives.
Uh-huh.
In the vicinity of the vineyard,
in the vineyard
where they're collecting on the place of the olive press. There's tuma, there's the sheretz. Ne'monin, lo'ima lo'inagana. We have faith and we trust them. Trust me.
Did we learn that before?
No.
Learned that before? Because
no, did we? I don't remember. I don't remember.
We have a whole discussion of because he throws him in the mikveh and he closes the door.
Yeah, that was.
In general, we don't.
Oh, you're
right. Trust these guys. They're
right.
Kamaratsim.
So you see over here the machlokes over here when there was the touching of heset. Okay, let's see what it says. Me'moim lo naganu v'chagoyim dechaver omerim ohem bebeis sabbat. V'lo yichashin and dilma nagu v'lo yadaite. We don't think the touch of love adaite dechaver and the tov was not watching. All right, so I don't know. You have to go back. I don't know. I can't learn in such detail to know answer all the stiras in the Mishnayos. That's why you need Gemara. The Gemara taki has all the contradictions in the Mishnayos. Do you have a Masechta, Masechta Talmud, or Masechta Taras?
No.
Why don't you invent one? Take all the Amar, Chazal, and Shas, and you can pull it off as your own.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so the halacha is... Fine, so everything is okay. Next, Kindelach. How's Yossi doing?
Great.
Can I
show you a recent picture?
Yes. Oh, and turn on. And we do not assume they came in contact with Tumah. Okay? Ad kama yachiku, how far can they distance themselves? Ye to hurdin. Ad today, shayun, as long as you can see them. Habadodin, the habaitrim, the badodim, the people who press the olives and the people that collect the grapes, came on Sheikh Nisam Lushanah, or once they enter into the Rishus and into the cave, die. Now, what does that mean? The Rav says, cave, which is Lushanah, or Shetoyvelim, but once they go into the cave, the Toyvel can borrow Shish.
The
Toyvel? These badodim, in other words, these are Amei Haratzim.
Yeah.
So the Balabai says, listen, you can't work for me until you go to Mikvah.
Right.
I don't want you to contaminate my olives, my grapes. So do they need a mashkiach? A mashkiach to watch them immerse properly in the Mikvah. Today in the Mikvah, there's a Mikvah lady. Is that what there is?
Sure.
So why? To make sure that the woman immerses entirely.
Right.
So the question is, does a man need a Mikvah man? So the Mishnah says no. A man does not need a mikveh man.
Okay.
It says, Havadim Ha'atim Kevin Shech Nisla Rishus HaRamar, once you bring them, once the Baal Bayis, he brings the workers into the Rishus, into the opening of the cave, and you say, okay, go immerse yourself.
Yeah.
The Baal Bayis does not need to see them immerse. Dayoy, that is sufficient. Divrei Rabbi Meir.
To go to the
be toivel. Do you have to see them actually immerse?
So cool. They had caves with
mikvos, natural caves. Dayoy, it is sufficient.
Where did the water come from?
Natural spring water.
Yeah.
Cool. Natural spring water. Dayoy, to the area, so you go on all these tours, they take you to these caves. And they tell you to go to the mikvos.
What do you tell them?
What?
What do you tell them?
I never go on these tours.
So how do you know what they tell you?
I hear from other people, they went to this, they went to Ein Gedi, they went to this, they went to all these stories. People, they go, they come back. They tell you, they brag.
They're still wet.
They brag to you what they did, where they went, who they saw.
Right down in the book. Right next to the...
Habadodim Habalitshim Gigamut Shamisam Lurushusam Ora Dayoy, it is sufficient. Even Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yoisi Omer Tsarich Lam and Aleim. No, you have to stand in and watch and make sure that they dip in the mikvah. Tsarich Lam and Aleim Ad Sheyit Boilu until they immerse in the mikvah.
Correct.
Let's see Vashteta. We're not concerned. Because human beings are not experts in these matters. Okay, Rabbi Shimshim says, what does that mean? If the people think that they're tahar, then you can't trust them. Rabbi Shimon in the first la'el v'halach Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon says, "In other words, the only time you have to watch them is if the Amiratsim think that really I'm tar. I'm really tar. My Baal Habayis, he's obsessed. He's an obsession. He doesn't trust me, but I trust myself. So he's saying, if the Amiratsim Taka think they're Tohar, then in Chanami there might be a problem. They might not be Tohar correctly, because this, as long as my Baal Habayis doesn't see, I'm really Tohar. But if the Amiratsim knows that he's Taka Tomei, then we believe him to be a man of integrity that will be Tohar in the Mikra. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Kegoyin Kalim Shalal Amiratsim. Acher, the utensils of a different Amorah, Shebeinim Him Kalim Tahirim, Lufi Shein Nisarim, Lufi Shehein Nisarim Mimaga Amoretz. The reason why we don't trust them is because they're not careful. Rabbi Shimon Lutamedik, the first Lahel, the Allah Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, so I'm just Chazda Mishnah. Habad Odin, the Abba Yitzrim, Kevash Lutzel Lushas Amorah, Daya Diver Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no Tzach Lamad Aleim Ad Shayit, but you have to watch. Rabbi Shimon says, in Tarim Lachem, if in their own eyes they're tar, then you need to look for trouble. Tzach Lamad Aleim Ad Shayit, but Lubim Tameim Lim, but if they're not tar, if they're Tameim,
In their eyes,
Ein Tzach Lamad Aleim Ad Shayit, but Lubim Tameim Lim, then we can trust them, then we know that they're going to do the right thing. Hanais Min Asalim, Min Hamash Teach Shaladama. Now what does that mean? Hanais Min Asalim, Min Hamashteach Shaladama, Anavim Avshabashim Mitchila Lo Achila. Grapes, which you've collected for eating. So here's the problem. The problem here is I go and I'm collecting grapes. Now, the reason why I originally collected these grapes was because I want to eat it. There are two different types of collections. Are you with me?
Yeah.
There's a collection for eating, and there's a collection for making wine.
Okay.
When you collect grapes for eating,
right.
then they're not hukshal kabel tumah. Even if they get wet, the wetness is meaningless because you have to have kavan for the grapes to get wet.
Good.
So when you're collecting the grapes for eating, you have no kavan that they should get wet. But if you're collecting the grapes for wine purposes, then you do want them to get wet.
Right.
So here's the problem. I originally collected these grapes for the purpose of eating, but then I changed my mind.
Right.
And now I want to collect it for...
Yeah.
I lost you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are two reasons why you collect grapes.
Right.
You can collect grapes for eating,
right,
or you can collect grapes for... Hello?
Yeah.
There are two reasons why you collect grapes.
Yeah.
You can collect grapes for eating, or you can collect grapes for...
For collect...
Wine, making wine. When you collect grapes for eating, do you want it to get wet?
No.
When you collect grapes for wine, do you want it to get wet?
Yes.
For wine, yes. And here, you collected originally for eating, and now it's lying in the basket.
Yeah.
Or it's lying on the ground.
And then you decide
and you change your mind, I want to use it for wine. A nice saying in Asalim, if a person he takes, or nice you give in Asalim, Hamashtech, Shaladama, the one that's lying on the ground, you have to go and transfer with tar hands. So what does it mean over here? Beshamai says in there's Kevin Tin Shabbat Lenoistam Lagas, Hareuki Ilu Botsham Betril Lagas, with Sech Shidin Lagas Betara. Just having Kavani changing your mind automatically now makes them susceptible to Mimukabal Toma. Basil says no. So what could be? Your hands are only shniyos. Teretzis, maybe you're doing it for the purpose of chuma. So for chuma, then the sheni can make into a shlishi. Or we're going like the mandim that says v'chayish, your hands are a rishen. Basil says, nice thing to ask. We're out of time, but this is tomorrow because I have to go down.